Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming down the home stretch here on WEEI Afternoons. Does it feel like a game day?
Nope.
Feel like a game day at all.
I got that feeling too. How come?
Because we've been watching 3 days of football in the last four.
Yeah.
It feels like, okay, wait, there's another game tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. It is weird.
It's
now, obviously.
It's also kind of awesome.
Yeah. No, I mean, it is, but I don't know. I'm sure it's different down at Gillette when you get to the game and like the buzz and the cold and haven't had one of these primetime cold. Oh my God, is the beer turning to slush on the top of the beer kind of games? And I'm sure it'll be rocking. Hopefully, Drake May and company will give the faithful something to cheer about.
Yeah, I'll be curious about the crowd because it's been, it hasn't been great, according to some.
Nope.
I'm not calling you guys out, but it hasn't been like it used to be. I mean, they're trying to get things going there, maybe by doing player introductions to get the crowd into it. But it's been, let's face it, it's been a long time since it's really been rocking in that stadium.
And Fitzy, this is a weird one because the New York Football Giants are the alternate team for a lot of people that grew up in the bad days of Patriots football, and I couldn't watch the Patriots, so I watched the Giants. So there definitely could be a healthy percentage of Giants fans there, I'm assuming, tonight.
Yeah, that's the thing. Could it be Giants fans in the region / Patriots fans looking at it like, oh, it's 10-2 versus 2-10. I don't need. It's a Monday night. It's going to be cold. I'll save my energy up for Buffalo. Like, don't take these games for granted, folks.
Now, the only thing I will say is, in the big picture, if you're going to lose a game, losing a non-conference game is better than losing a conference tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. Bills, Ravens, one of those games. So, I'll talk myself into that tomorrow, maybe if that's the situation. But let's squeeze in another phone call before we get to our overly confident picks. Also, Stiz, I don't see your pick in my document, so put your damn pick in there.
Pick's in. I think Brian has it wrong on this doc, but I have my pick.
First, let's go Fitzy. We don't usually talk to this guy at this hour. It's usually a very late night post-game, but let's go to our buddy Jake in Australia. What's up, Jake?
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
Yeah. What's up, Jake?
It could be all of those, Jake. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Teddy, good to talk to you finally.
Good talking to you, bud.
Teddy, just to clarify, this is the infamous Jake in Australia who had an effing snake in the front yard on live radio one post-game show, and we had to drop him.
Oh, that's badass.
Because he said the whole word.
He said the whole word. It's all right, Jake. Yeah. Go ahead. Cuss away, man.
I just can't believe how these college coaches are just, like, chopping and changing as they please, man. The money they're making is more than the head coaches of our Australian Football League over here. Yeah. And they're just like, see you later.
Yep.
It's wild.
Yeah, it is.
It's feels heartless, cold.
Yeah, it's business.
Know, it's that's how you have to be. If you're a perennial, if you're a coach that just bounces around, you kind of got to have a hard shell.
Oh, absolutely. You got to be callous to everything that goes on. But Jake, what are your thoughts on the Patriots? We usually talk to you post game. So what are your thoughts on the pregame Patriots? You worried about this Giants game tonight?
I'm hoping they're ready to get rowdy and it's going to be a good game. But personally, I feel it's going to be a lot closer than we want it to be.
All right, thanks for the call, Jake. With that negativity, I'll let you go.
Oh,
you worried
come
about
on,
the game.
Man.
I wanted rah-rah, shish-kumba, kangaroos, and all that other stuff.
I listened to Jake talk. I want to go to Australia.
Oh, my God.
I want to go there.
I don't know. When he said, tomorrow. There's an effing snake in the front yard, I less one. I don't.
24-hour plane
I'm
flight.
Not hanging out in the outback. Yeah. I'm going to the beaches, baby.
Yeah, it's only
no
18
snakes
hours.
By the beaches.
I hope not. That would be even scarier. But, all right, it's time now to get to our picks for this football game. So I want Stiz to start things off because we know that Stiz speaks as a city boy, man of the people, footy pajamas, whatever you want to call it. He can't talk about Bill anymore. So let's have him talk about his Patriots.
Yeah, I think I owe you some bear.
You do.
I don't think I can say a lot of season left, boys. I think there is no more season left. 4-8. Is that what he finished?
Wait till next year.
Yeah, we'll get him next year.
Maybe.
The Patriots are going to smash the Giants tonight. I'm not worried about anything. 31-17. Let's go.
That's the beauty of him. I'm not worried about anything. Yeah. Just keeps it nice and simple.
Easy analysis, man.
Absolutely. Ted, why don't you go next?
I got the Patriots winning fairly handedly, 24-10. I think Jackson Dart isn't the answer. I think the Patriots will do enough. I'm not as worried about it being a close game, at least early on. But I think the Patriots win.
Giants once again score on their opening drive. Pats fans wonder, is it too cold? Can we ever shake this? Is this the trap game I was looking for or warned about?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots get it going, but the Giants won't go away because they're creative, they're tenacious. And they can do just enough to keep the Patriots and their fans on their heels. Pats take the lead late. Giants have the ball in their hands for a potential game-winning score. Mm-hmm. Marcus Jones with the pick. Your Patriots 27, Giants 23.
Very detailed prediction.
Well, I'd love for a game to. I hope it's a fun game.
I hope it's a fun game too. So, Fitzy, you have the 4-point win. Brian Frazoco also has a Patriots 4-point win, 24-20. Dan Ball.
Yeah, I have just slightly more than Stiz has to worry about with my score, apparently. I think as much as I worry about the battle between Burns and company in the offensive line, Vidarian Lowe has been okay enough against the pass in the last year plus, at least from a grade perspective, that I think the run game is going to absolutely torch the Giants' defensive interior. And the completion percentage that Drake has on his deep balls this season matches up very well against a very porous secondary. So I got 31-21 Pats. The weather stuff is in the back of my mind as I say that out loud, but I just think there is not enough on this Giants defense to keep Drake contained. 31-21, and he adds to his potential MVP candidacy.
I will say, if they run the ball well, we've talked about how many different ways they've beaten teams, leading receivers, big plays, not big play, all these things. Yeah. If they go out there and run the ball well, that just adds another thing for us to say, oh, maybe they can do that well enough, especially if they do it behind whatever the offensive line is going to look like. So I guess that means, Lee, that I have my last pick, 27-13. Yeah, I think the Patriots are going to control the game. Okay, so maybe Jackson Dart gets that initial touchdown, and then he gets a couple field goals after. Mm-hmm. I think Drake May is going to be fine. If anything, I think he was a little annoyed by the Brian Burns comment. When he said, I'm not even really sure what that means. I try to go through my progressions and make the play that I'm supposed to make or
you
something.
You know what I would say? He's a liar!
Yeah, I think he was a little. So, you know what? I think he's annoyed. I think he's got a little bee in his bonnet. So Drake May not only has a big game throwing the ball, I'm going to say maybe we get one of those look back at Brian Burns when he's running away from him like he did to Matthew Judon
that was nice.
In Miami. Yeah, yeah. I think he has a little something to prove. Just do it smartly, and good. If he's really close to you, get down or slide or something, get out of bounds.
Would be pretty great if he did the Superman celebration on ESPN's airwaves.
Okay.
I tell you what.
What did you guys think of that? Because they got back to Cam, that I thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Did they stage that, or was that did that just happen?
Good question.
Organically?
I wondered the same thing.
I felt like maybe Stephon Diggs staged it.
No, they definitely touched. That was way too choreographed.
Okay.
Yes, either 100%. Way,
what
I'm fine with
what
it.
Are you? Are you? Yeah. That's Drake throwing shade at Cam. What do you think?
I love it.
I do too.
I love it. Why wouldn't it? I? You throw shade my way, guess what? You're a has-been. I'm right now.
But he does it. That's a perfect way to do it. Like,
yeah.
You pregame, you know cameras on you. You can do it real quick.
And, low key.
And said all you needed to say by doing that.
And you know what it reminded me a little bit of? I feel like Aaron Rodgers does stuff like that, where it's kind of subtle, and you're like, did he just throw shade at somebody? Did he just say something?
That's the best kind of shade, when you're not really sure.
And we know that Drake likes him. Like, he has talked about how much he has an affinity for Aaron Rodgers. So maybe that was that subtle get back at him without going over the top and maybe pissing off Vrabel or somebody else. Just, yeah, did I do it? Yeah, I did it. You got a problem with it? We'll just move on. But I did it, and I can do it again if I need to, because I'm still playing and you're not, Cam, even though you're still talking. All right, there's the picks. We all have the Patriots winning by somewhere in the range of 4 to 10 points.
Fitzy has it the closest.
Yes.
It's going to be a nail-biter.
He's a little scared, but, you know, for Fitzy's sake and my sake, when we do the Six Rings post-game show, I think that would be an interesting game to talk about. If it comes down to the wire, big defensive play, a couple offensive plays, I'm all for it. So Patriots are going to win, so say us. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, somebody agreed to do something if Lane Kiffin left LSU. Well, now you got to put your money where your mouth is. I'll explain with some audio up next about Lane Kiffin and maybe somebody running naked here on WEEI Afternoons.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga, here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.